Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're going to head to Indianapolis coming up in just a little bit. It is funny how I would say this year we have the sequel of the Minnesota Vikings. Last year's Minnesota Vikings team kind of came out of nowhere with the quarterback that was a top 10 draft pick. That was getting a fresh start. He goes, he gets that fresh start. He puts up great numbers and puts them in a position to be the one seed in their respective conference. And I feel like all last season, people were just kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop with Minnesota, and no one would believe in Minnesota. And you remember, Minnesota in the final game of the regular season, they played that game against the Lions. They lost that game. They then had to go on the road in the first round of the playoffs, and they lost that game to the Rams. So things turn really, really quickly for Minnesota. You win 14, 15 games. Next thing you know, you're on the road in round one, and next thing you know, you lose, and your season's over. I feel like we are getting a second chance at that with the Indianapolis Colts and where they are this season. Let's talk specifically about Daniel Jones. Now, I think everyone will acknowledge that Daniel Jones is playing well this season. Is he playing great? Obviously debatable, but he is playing well so far this season. He's completing 70% of his passes. If you look at where he is right now, he's at 2,700 passing yards. He'll probably be somewhere in the 3,700 range by the time the season is over. 15 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions. So let's say by the time this season is over, Daniel Jones completes 70% of his passes, throws for 3,700 yards. Let's give him 24 touchdown passes and 10 interceptions. That feels like a very safe estimate for Daniel Jones. That's a pretty good quarterback that I think you can win with, especially if the Colts continue to run the football effectively the way that they have and play good defense and take the ball away. That's why you go get a Sauce Gardner. You pair him with Charvarius Ward. If you can get both of those guys on the same page, you got a 1-2 punch at corner that you feel can match up against anybody. Here's the problem with Daniel Jones, and this has been the problem with Daniel Jones his entire NFL career. He is a turnover machine. Now, Rob, I know you don't have the answer to this off the top of your head, so I'm just asking you to spitball. I'm asking you to guess here. How many fumbles do you think Daniel Jones has this season?
Total or lost?
Like total fumbles this season.
Eight?
Eight fumbles, which lead the National Football League.
That's so many.
Think about this. Daniel Jones has started 79 games in his NFL career. 79. He has fumbled the ball 58 times in his career. 58 times. The numbers strongly suggest in this football game that Kansas City will have one, maybe two opportunities to take the football away from Daniel Jones. Whether it is a bad errant throw or a couple of times he puts the ball on the turf, you are going to have a couple of opportunities. And one of the reasons that it feels like people are starting to turn a little bit on the Indianapolis Colts is the same Daniel Jones that we have known and watched over the last 6 or 7 years is popping back up and having the same turnover issues as before. I think the Colts have shown you the best version of them can absolutely win the AFC and could possibly win the Super Bowl, but not the version that went on the road against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That version, their quarterback just doesn't give you a chance to win if you're going to turn the ball over as many times as they did. So I think the question that everybody is asking, the same way that we were asking this question last year about Minnesota, hey, is Sam Darnold good enough? Can Sam Darnold do this into the postseason? And we got our answer. The answer was a resounding no. People are now asking the exact same question about the AFC version of last year's Minnesota Vikings, and that's the Indianapolis Colts this season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I think, and we'll have to see how the season plays out, but I think one difference between the two is it looks like at this point in the season, the Colts are going to be hosting a playoff game. And I think hosting a playoff game versus last year's Vikings, which had to go on the road, or I guess they had that weird neutral site because of, I think there was, you know, fires in LA, so they played in Arizona. But I think that's another a big difference here. Like, people pointing to Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones, and I'm one of them, I think it's a fair comparison. I think where it's different is Sam Darnold had to go on the road last year, and road postseason games are a different animal, a different environment, all those things. Daniel Jones, whether it be in the first round or maybe the second round, is going to be playing his first game in a controlled dome environment with a friendly crowd. So just because the similarities are there does not mean the outcome is going to end the same. But I do, and I've been this person too, I do think this year's Colts are just last year's Vikings, and they're in a easier division than last year's Vikings were and all those things. But it does feel like that's what's happening right now with the Indianapolis Colts.
Let me give you some more specific numbers when it comes to Daniel Jones. Weeks 1-8, Daniel Jones threw 3 interceptions, was sacked 9 times with 2 fumbles. The last 2 weeks, so weeks 9 and 10, he has thrown 4 interceptions. So he has thrown more interceptions in his last 2 games than he did in the first 7 games of the National Football League. He has been sacked 12 times in the last 2 weeks. He has 6 fumbles in their last 2 games. Now, this is a little fun with endpoints, and a lot of this is wrapped up into how they played against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But to me, I think that game against the Steelers is the one that everybody is pointing to with the CC I told you. The Steelers were able to eliminate Jonathan Taylor, and he was not a factor in the game. Jonathan Taylor had 14 carries for 45 yards and had 12 yards receiving. He had 57 yards from scrimmage. Well, if that's the case, then the Colts just aren't winning. Like, I don't know what to tell you. They're not winning if that's the case. And Daniel Jones just couldn't stop turning the football over. If you are the Chiefs and you are looking at how do we defend this team? How do we take what they want to do away? I don't think you got to look any further than what Pittsburgh did just a couple of weeks ago, and you got to find a way to mirror that. But this also involves you getting pressure and you winning up front, forcing fumbles, getting sacks, disrupting timing. That is your front four playing well. So their front four has taken a lot of arrows so far this season, and I think a lot of it has been justified. But this is a George Karloftis, Chris Jones, Mike Dana, Charles Omenihu. You guys got to go win this game. You got to set the tone. You got to set the edge. You got to put Indianapolis into a 2nd-and-8 situation or a 3rd-and-7 where Jonathan Taylor's not going to get a carry in that scenario, and then you get after the quarterback and force those fumbles and contest passes and do those kind of things. Your D-line has to play well going up against this Colts team.
You took the wind out of my sails because I was listening to those numbers, and the first thing that popped out to me was, oh, his sack number went up. And if you're getting sacked more, you're probably under pressure more. Like, just that's inherently. You don't have the pressure numbers in front of you, but just logically, it stands to reason that if you're getting sacked more, you're under pressure more, he's making more mistakes. It is same song, different verse with this Chiefs defense, man. If they aren't going to create pressure, Daniel Jones can look like an MVP. I honestly, at this point, I don't care who the opposing quarterback is. If the Chiefs don't get pressure, the opposing quarterback looks good. Look at their losses this year. Trevor Lawrence, the guy me and you don't believe in, he looks good. How come? Spotty pressure. Justin Herbert, much maligned by the text line, and people think he is what he is. But you know what? No pressure in that game. He looks really good. Meanwhile, the games they've won, they put a lot of pressure on Russell Wilson. Part of that's father time, but they put pressure on him. Their defense played better. They won the game. Geno Smith was under pressure. Like, Mariota was under pressure. Like, these things existed. It seems so simple, but the inconsistencies in their pass rush are the reason the Chiefs are 5-5. So the Colts can obviously be got, and if you can get pressure on Daniel Jones, you can make him look like Daniel Jones. But I don't have any belief that, oh, the Chiefs have the pass rush to do that. They haven't done that at any point this season consistently.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.